Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, as you let the sun rise up today to run its course. We thank you that you also just shine into our hearts the light of the beauty of your great love, Father God, so that we can carry it out there and run our course this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious beloveds. Our readings is Ephesians 1, 5 and 6, reading from the TPT.
For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children, through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace. For the same love he has for the beloved Jesus, he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure.
Hallelujah. Yuck, it's powerful, eh? For years I've been reading this in all the other translations, and it just so stands out. So the wonderful thing we see that God's beautiful grace that brings us peace, and the grace is the divine influence on his heart, is according to that he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. So we've got, there's just blessings, there's just answers. And thinking about that, you know, the blessings of God blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I think of what can that relate to, this blessings. It relates to God's thoughts towards us. And that's why the psalmist says, what is man that you are mindful of him? And then, you know, in these scriptures, we can just see, why is God so mindful of man? What is his thoughts towards man? And we see that he always, from the beginning, before even the earth was formed, and then the whole cosmos, so that everything can work beautifully on earth, it was because he loves us as much as he loves Jesus. He predestined us in Christ. And that's what we've got now. We've been brought into that fullness of life that God has for our life. The Almighty God that knows how this earth works, how he put together, he knows us, and he has got plans for us. And here this morning we can just see, yeah, it was always his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children. You see, mankind is God's idea, so mankind is God's children. But to be his delightful children, his beloved children, it's because we have been united with Christ Jesus. We've taken hold of God's answer for mankind. God, we cannot be saved but through Jesus Christ. And there's no way under heaven or on earth by which we can save, but only through Jesus Christ. So it's because of our union with Christ Jesus, we united with Christ Jesus, we co-heirs with Christ Jesus, the Anointed One. And he's, as here again, we can see we the same love he has for Jesus, he has for us. And so he wants his tremendous love. Think of that, Romans 5 verse 5, his love he pours into our hearts. So he's united us in Christ Jesus, so his tremendous love would cascade over us, would glorify his grace. So the thoughts of God, grace, charis, the divine influence in his heart, can become real to us, and we would glorify his grace. Isn't that beautiful? That's wonderful. The God's, what no eye has seen or ear has heard, God has prepared for us. And so now, this unfolding of his plan through the Spirit pouring his love into our hearts, revealing the thoughts of God to us day by day, and as we draw near to the throne of grace, the unfolding of this plan brings him great pleasure. Beautiful. God has pleasure in us arising and shining. God has pleasure in us awaking to his wonderful thoughts. God has pleasure in us as we are led by the Spirit and being blessed Being blessed, being anointed, being motivated, we can anoint and motivate and be blessings to others as well. Amen.
Amen.